It's Monday, February the 9th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Cult Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week is a standard show. Regular things happened. Now, I'm going to start off this week with a little bit of a tail off from last week.
I don't remember what happened last week.
Last week, we recorded during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And we missed out on one important thing.
What?
Michelions?
The Katy Perry halftime performance.
I heard about that.
Holy shit.
That was crazy.
Huh.
I don't know what I thought was better. Her Voltron lion.
Missy
Elliott came back.
The sharks.
She was on fire. She dressed up like Magmar.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of, like, who wore it better. Was it Katy Perry? Or, like,
yeah.
One was Will Ferrell, one of Will Ferrell's costumes from Blades of Glory.
Yep. Yep. She summoned that lion like the White Ranger summoned the Tiger Zord.
Yeah, pretty much. She's riding it.
Yeah.
Is it a mechanical lion?
So, like, part of it was mechanical, yeah. And then the front legs were controlled by people.
Like, yeah, I saw that, because I saw, like, yeah, these people in dark suits just moving it, like ninjas.
Yeah, like, I think, like, part of it was mechanical.
That was insane.
Yeah.
That was nuts. That whole show was crazy.
Yeah.
They had to build that, and then tear it down in the span of a halftime.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like, if I were a player, I would be not paying attention to the halftime game and just be watching it.
Yeah. Like, whew. But anyways, that was great. One of the best halftime shows in a while.
See, Elliot came back.
Yeah, everyone thought she was dead. And
she's
just
mad,
like,
skinny.
Good for her. She's getting up there in her age. She probably has to watch her health.
Yeah. What did she sing?
Was it Lose Control?
Yes, Lose
Music
Control.
Make you lose control.
I don't even remember that song. That's good.
With Sierra.
Was it? Oh, and she played Get Your Freak On?
Yeah, she played Get Your Freak On.
Get Your Freak On in an album.
How long has that song been around, eh?
At least 10 years.
I love those songs.
Yeah, like, but you like Missy Elliott.
I like Missy Elliott.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah. Quiet. Hush your mouth. She's cool, but I mean, like, I don't love her.
I can never remember what the Japanese guy says at the beginning of Get Your Freak On.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And of course Anthony would remember that. I remember her from her large role in Honey. Jessica Alba.
Oh my God, that was such a terrible movie.
Ew.
The Red Black Ranger was in that one too.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Best movie ever.
What was that Britney Spears movie that was really bad?
Crossroads?
I think so.
Are you mixing that up with the Mariah Carey?
Was there a Mariah Carey movie? I thought that was like Sparkle or something.
Glitter?
Glitter. Was that it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah.
And then she went to like a mental breakdown.
People make bad movies.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Katy Perry's bad movie.
Apparently.
She has coming out, right?
Does she?
She has one coming out, yeah.
Okay.
Like, is it a documentary or is it?
I think it's a documentary.
Oh, that's different. If it's a real movie.
Like it's a story.
Never Say Never is the sickest.
That's a documentary, though.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
I like that documentary.
Before we leave the Super Bowl, did you guys end up watching any commercials? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I did.
I saw the insurance commercial.
Is that the one where the kid dies?
Yeah. They're like, oh, I wanted to, like, I was like, I'm going to go to someone's birthday party or whatever. And then he's like, but I can't because I'm dead. And I'm like, whoa, shit. Holy fuck. The kid's just like, but I can't do all that because I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought, you paid $5 million to put this message out there.
I saw the, what is it? It's like Fire of War or something, or like some free-to-play mobile game with
some
Kate Upton.
And she's like riding a horse.
Yeah.
And,
that's all over my Twitter feed.
I'm like, man,
what is that game? Like, they must be doing well.
It's like a Clash of Clans type deal.
Only she's the,
but how come they're doing so well?
It's free to play, man. Free to play either like is dead in the water or just like you're a millionaire. There's like no in between.
Okay, so the one that I saw was the Liam Neeson one.
Tell me.
The one where it was Clash of Clans, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, and basically somebody attacked him and then he went on the whole speech of he was gonna like attack this guy
really?
And have his revenge. But then he's in a coffee shop and the guy goes, coffee for Liam? Liam? And he's like, It's Liam. And then he's like, and then he just revenge attacks the guy. Yeah.
What?
Wow. It's like Angry Liam 24 or something like that. Is his username?
Have you guys ever played those games?
No.
No.
Neither have I.
No.
I kind of want to.
Those commercials are getting to you?
They're getting to
me. Are you gonna be a free-to-play whale?
What's that mean?
The people who, like, the people that all the free-to-play companies want to play their game. Which is, like, the ones who just pump in, like, thousands of dollars.
The whale!
Yeah.
I can never get into those games, because I know it's more time sync than anything else. Yeah.
It's weird, because, like, I try them, and, like, even stuff like Brave Frontier.
You played that for a while.
I did play it, but, I never put any money into it. And, like, there's... The only way you can make money off those games, I feel, is if you're really, like, super terrible with, like, your energy management and, like, how fast stuff respawns or, like, how many times you can play the game in a session. Mm. And if you're, like, if you're too generous with that, like, people like me, we're not going to spend anything.
Yeah.
And then if you're not generous enough, I'm not going to play it at all. Mm. Right? It's like there's no middle ground, I guess.
It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
And you're constantly having to... Move it to align to the market.
Crossy Road. That's my free-to-play game.
I can't even play that.
Endless Frogger, man.
Can't do it.
I think my high score is like 110.
Yeah. The other commercial that was out there that I saw, and it's not even funny. I just thought it was really, made me feel good. Made me feel nice.
What?
Actually, it didn't make me feel nice. But it made me feel like, yeah, that's how the world should be. There are all the feminism ones. I think it's by...
Feminism?
Yeah, you know the word I'm looking for. I can't remember who it's by. I want to say it's by Always. The feminine...
The
tampons? Like tampons?
Yeah. Yeah, and like I think the one thing I saw was they asked a whole bunch of people how to do activities like a girl.
Okay.
And they did it like really wimpy and stuff.
Okay.
And then they asked little girls to do activities like a girl.
Yeah.
And then they just did it normally.
Yeah.
Yep. Like how you, like if I said to run like a girl, the little girls just ran as fast as they could. And it was just one of those things, like you don't have to, I think it was just one of those, yeah, just equality. Like there's, just because you put girl in front of whatever activity.
That's like a big thing we're learning actually at my job.
Yeah.
Is how to get kids into physical activity.
Yeah.
And it's like when you get them into physical activity, you're not supposed to, like, the only, like, there shouldn't be a difference. At this age, like, especially, like, they can do stuff just as well as boys, and you shouldn't make, like, a girly game, right, only specifically for them. It should all be equal.
Yeah. No, I was surprised to see when they asked, like, I think, because they asked little boys to do it, but then I'm pretty sure there's, like, a couple adults who they asked and, like, run like a girl, and the adults ran, like, super wimpy and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, huh, interesting.
The one that I really like is there's these little boys, and they're asked to... What is it? Do things to this girl. Be like,
oh, the European one?
Yeah, tell her she's pretty. Tell her this. And at the end, they're like, hit her.
Like, just smack her in the face. Just
And then they're like, no. It's like, why not? Because guys don't hit girls and stuff like that. It's like, because I'm a man.
So yeah, the last kid was just because, like, why won't you hit her? Like, why won't you just hit her right in the face? He's like, because I'm a man. And then it was just like, boom, drops the mic. Commercial ends. I was like, fuck.
But then the cutest thing is after, when she's like, so can we go on a date now? Like, it's pretty funny. They're like, actually like her. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, those are just some things I feel like we should have touched upon from last week.
Important things, man.
Yeah, because we didn't do our due diligence. We didn't watch the bowl as it was happening.
We didn't watch the salad bowl?
No.
But obviously, our opinion doesn't matter because we're three heterosexual.
Well, hold on. It's not like we talked about the game.
True.
So, it's okay. But I will say one thing. John Madden predicted the Super Bowl outcome.
Oh, Madden, NFL, whatever.
The simulation.
Like, exactly. With a bunch of other stuff, too.
The interception and everything, and I was like, no way.
Some
good. What are the chances?
Your algorithm, holy shit.
So, does the Super Bowl happen every year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every February.
It's like any competition. It's like, it's just the end. It's
like the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
It's what happens at the end of playoffs.
Did you just hear that these two Irish guys snuck in and sat in like $35,000 seats or something like that?
And then no one said anything?
No one said anything. They just snuck in, and then these two people who they literally found out were like cheerleaders or something for the halftime show, they left their seats and they went in there. And then there was a former player for one of the teams that won the Super Bowl who was there sitting with them. They gave him like a play-by-play. They took pictures of them and everything.
Oh, cool.
And he totally knew that they weren't supposed to be there. He's like, oh, but these two sweet guys from Ireland.
Have you ever been to, like, a sporting event like that? Have you ever, like jack seats you're not supposed to be in?
No. You?
Yeah. I've done that at concerts, and I've done that at a monster truck rally.
Well, because you were on the edge of your seat.
I only needed the edge, but I needed a different edge.
You only paid for the edge.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
I love it.
And with that, I think it's time to move on to our picks of the week.
Speaking of being heterosexual, there's a new movie I'm so excited about.
Tell me all about it.
Tell me.
So, a friend sent me this trailer. So, it's this guy who's wearing like a, you know those welding masks?
Yeah.
And then he's like welding something. And then the song Pony comes on.
Yeah.
And then he shakes his head like, no.
Okay.
And he lifts his mask and it's Channing Tatum. And then Pony starts playing and then he starts dancing. And then it turns out this is the new trailer for Magic Mike XXL.
Extra large.
Yeah, the next
the Magic Mike. The poster is just him pointing at his dick, right?
Yeah. And then this movie is about them going to a stripper convention. And they have a stripper competition.
This is the sequel to a Dance Crew movie, but with stripping.
Absolutely.
So instead of being in their hometown of Dance Crews, they get opened up to the world of dancing. Now it's the world of stripping.
That's actually what it's going to be. So yeah, I'm super excited for this movie.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Ride it, my pony.
So I think Channing Tatum is really cool. And like the movies are awesome. But can you imagine if you were his kid? And you're growing up, you're like, hey, daddy, can I watch some of your classics? And he's just like, oh.
It's like, or he picks up, like, 21 Jump Street.
Because he has a daughter, right? Yeah.
Or, like, if you were a guy, like, if he had a son.
Yeah.
And it was like, my girlfriend has seen my dad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Totally. Like, does he get nude in that show, in that movie?
No,
he doesn't.
Like,
No, I just know they don't.
Oh, they don't.
It's like, my girlfriend has seen my dad, like, half naked or whatever, right? And, like, that's weird.
Your dad was hot when he was younger.
Apparently.
See Tates?
Still though. Like,
oh, man. I love Tatum. Guess who's in the movie? Oh, guess who's credited in the movie? Ric Flair, the Wonder Boy!
No way.
Woo!
Oh, I hope. Does he? It's, oh, I hope
what's, he his, what's his face is back too? Steve Nash.
Kevin Nash?
Kevin Nash, sorry.
Kevin Nash is
Steve Nash is some basketball.
The Canadian basketball player?
You know where I know that from? You know that song Promiscuous Girl?
Yeah.
It's like, is your game MVP like Steve Nash? Didn't get it.
Time. Oh, Nelly Furtado.
Yeah. Is your game MVP like Steve Nash?
Listening to old rap songs, like I realize like that's the problem with like time period piece lyrics is like it's like, or like a G6, like...
Yeah, that's old, man.
Yeah, like, G6s are not new now, like, so that song is not...
Okay, no, you don't understand. When I was listening to, what's it called, the Jesse McCartney... Okay.
Oh, here we go.
And he was, that song, Leaving, he goes, on my G5, I'm like, oh my god, G5?
What are you?
Jesse McCartney, yo, gross, that's old, bro. Oh, man, good times. Man, you guys remember Soul Decision? We should just listen to Soul Decision.
Yeah, I remember that time. Like, I think the first couple weeks we've ever recorded a podcast.
All we did was like
throwback. We went to a movie to review a movie. I forget what it was, but we were driving Vince's sister's car, and in the car was a Soul Decision CD.
Oh my god, we were singing Faded.
And then we went. Yeah, we rolled down the windows.
It was a hot summer day.
It was a hot summer night.
Oh yeah,
and prime time movie going time. Like people line up out the door. And we rolled down all the windows and blasted Soul Decision.
Faded!
While singing out the window. And then there were a bunch of dudes who were like, yo, those are the guys who were singing Soul Decision.
Did you? Actually?
There were a couple guys like, were those guys who were singing or whatever? Like,
no way.
Yeah.
Oh, we're famous.
Yeah, that's it. Obvious. That's the word.
Yeah, that's the word, famous.
Famous.
So yeah, man. Strippers. Jeez. Male ones.
Yeah. Thanks.
Get on that train.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Okay, my pick of the weeks are... I forget. Oh, the first one was this Evangelion short called Evangelion, Another Impact.
AKA... Is it doing, like, short films lately?
Evangelion, doesn't make sense,
So yeah, totally doesn't make sense.
That's
yeah.
The show. The show doesn't...
So I'll give you... I don't know what's going on in this. Kind of just made the rounds. I saw it online, and it looks cool.
Is it official?
I don't know. So the thing is, it's directed by the guy who does Appleseed.
No, I've never seen that show.
I believe his name is Shinji Aramaki.
Cool.
Unless that's the name of the character from Evangelion.
That's racist. I was going to say,
are you sure he's not Shinji Ikari? Shinji Ikari would be good here. Shinji Ikari is the name of the guy.
Is the guy?
Is the character? The character, yeah.
Then Aramaki is the director.
Sure. Is he both?
I don't know. Anyways, he did this and then he just put it out there and I don't know.
Just for funsies. Just
I just thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, robot ran through a building.
As per usual.
That whole segment reminded me of certain scenes from Fist of the North Star, where, like, enemies or really strong guys would be so strong that instead of punching through walls, they would walk through them. Like,
that's some display of strength.
Yeah, there would be like a concrete boulder, and like Kenshiro, instead of like punching the boulder, he'd be walking, and like half of his body would be in front of the boulder.
Yeah,
and instead of like punching it to get out of the way, he would walk through it, and it'd be crushing the boulder as he's walking.
Oh yeah, good time.
That's some level of stress there. That's
good times.
Wow. Okay, but yeah, no. So it's cool. Check it out. The other pick I had was a trailer for the Netflix exclusive series of Marvel's Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Who played Daredevil in that movie? In that bad movie?
Ben Affleck, who's currently playing old Batman.
Man.
So yeah, this trailer was it's the roots of Daredevil. I know the lead actress is from True Blood. She's the redhead.
Okay.
It's a bit darker.
She's Elektra?
No, she's just a chick right now. It looks darker. Daredevil's not wearing red.
He's wearing, like almost like a kick-ass costume.
Yeah. He looks like he just went into his closet and said, I need everything black. I need to buy a bandana.
Which is weird, because, like, how could he tell it was black, right?
I know. that's the secret of Daredevil. He can see colors, too.
Not just vibrations or whatever. Yeah. Like, top style.
Or every color has a vibration associated with it.
Some bull-ass shit right there.
Yes. But no, I thought it looks... I'm interested. I'm interested more than I thought it'd be. For someone who doesn't like Daredevil, I like it because it is... I guess it's darker.
Okay.
But Daredevil your favorite, bro?
No.
Bro, listen.
You should. Tell me all about it.
Tell you all about it.
I just like how he has nunchucks.
Those aren't nunchucks.
They might as well be nunchucks. They're connected by a string.
It's like this
Come
cane
on.
That has like... it turns into like a crowbar thing.
Listen,
like a
tri-quarter staff, if you have one staff, it's a staff. If it's three pieces, three section staff. If it's two, it's nunchucks.
Doesn't matter how
You're
long
such a
they're,
guy, Jim.
They're just nunchucks.
White devil.
It's not even white.
But they're connected by that string. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm with you, Vince.
Because he carries them on his hip.
Okay, we got it. It's
right?
Nunchucks, all right.
Right? He carries them like Michelangelo.
Do they like connect together, like to make like a half staff?
Huh? It's like, a full staff. How can it be a half staff?
No, like what? Like a full bow staff is like the size of you almost.
Yeah.
Right, but like if he has two nunchucks and they like magnet together, like
no,
like
no,
half
they're not
staff.
That long.
They're not that long.
Okay,
they're not that long. There, if you put two nunchucks together.
No, that's what I mean. Like, would if that happened, would it be like a half staff? Or would it
sure.
be like a wand? Like,
sure.
Would you be hitting people with a wand?
No, it's like a half staff.
Okay. So that's like a coffee.
Yeah. He also has like his bandana has the...
like the bow in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That comes down.
Who had that?
Not Iron Fist has
Iron
that.
Fist has that.
Right?
You know, that's such a liability. Someone just pull on it.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
yo, they're from Bad Guys Inc. They don't know.
They don't know. They can't catch him.
Yeah. But no, it looks cool. I'm excited. April 10th, all 10 episodes. I'm probably going to have to buy Netflix again.
No, man. It's coated with some frictionless polymer that, like, it's impossible to grab.
Oh, we're still on the bow thing?
No, the bandana.
I didn't realize that Netflix shows did this, though. So, basically, you want to watch some other Netflix originals, such as... House of Cards?
House of Cards is a Netflix original.
What is the other one? The Wolf... Hemlock Grove?
Yeah.
I don't know what else.
House of Cards is like super politics. Though.
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black, yeah. I haven't watched that.
I heard that one's good.
Interesting.
Speaking of Netflix.
Tell me all about it.
So apparently Netflix is working closely with Nintendo.
Oh.
To make a live action Legend of Zelda series.
This sounds interesting. Sure.
They quote it as being Game of Thrones for a family audience.
That excites me. Game of Thrones for family audience.
For a family audience.
That's exactly what I want.
So, like, Netflix right now is still actively looking for, like, writers and stuff. So, like, it's not done. It's not coming soon. It's just an idea. And I think this came out of the Wall Street Journal. But yeah, like, so I've heard some, like, interesting ideas, like, coming out for what people think
it
should be. So, like, from one site, this person thought it was, it should be, because, like, all the Zelda games are, like, separate from each other.
Yeah.
Like, they think that every season it should be, I have to save the princess, and at the end of the season you save it. You save the princess. And then in season two, it'd be a new Link in a new setting, like it's a new game.
Interesting.
And then you'd, like, maybe this time Ganon's an actual pig beast instead of a human, or, right?
Interesting. See, I had a similar idea, only every episode is different. Whoa.
It's kind of hardcore, man.
And then at the end of the season, they all meet up.
I would just wonder if, like, that's kind of nuts, and it's, like, just, like, multi, like,
yeah,
it's, like, Links.
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah, Spider-Man, but in Legend of Zelda. Uh-huh. But, like, I wonder if, like, how would they, like, handle, or would they even bother doing, like, temples or dungeons? Like, this episode, I'm going through the fire dungeon, and I threw a bomb into this guy's mouth.
I got a better question. You think he's going to talk?
Oh, that's a good one, too. Or if he's just going to go, hut, 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 There were a couple Zelda speedrunners on Twitter that I follow, and they were talking, it's like, episode one, they ask you to save the princess. Link pulls out a bomb and starts hovering through the air and clips through a window.
I hope they're Z-targeting.
Episode two, they're Z-targeting. On the remote, like, it's an interactive show.
Honestly, though, I think it's going to be way too serious for its own good.
Okay, you know what I really want?
What?
Okay, everybody wants this, whatever. I want the show to actually be about Zelda. I don't want to follow the story of Link. I want it to take place in the castle.
Where Ganon is.
And it's just politics, and you hear of this hero doing these things. Yeah. And you only see Link at the end.
And he's got a mirror shield, and he's got, and he's carrying like a giant rock,
and he's ready to save you.
Yeah.
Or they could never talk. Everybody just has the voice, like, you know, the voices they have in Zelda.
Oh,
and they just squeak. And it's all text.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just like permanently subbed because there is no language.
There is no language.
I also hope they don't name him Link and they just refer to him as the hero,
the green one.
Yeah.
What tunic will he wear?
It depends on the Zelda.
Will, when he gets the mirror shield, will he keep it, or will he only use it for a puzzle?
Maybe he won't get the mirror shield.
Would he get the Bigoron sword?
He won't even get the Master Sword.
This is awful. You guys are awful. It's obviously going to be awful.
Oh, of course.
It's obviously going to be nothing to do with it. It's going to be, like, super high fantasy, and it's minus,
like,
the blood.
I don't know. We're not writers. Like, maybe they have, like, some crazy thing to imagine it in, like, a really unique way. But, like, to me, the way the Zelda storyline is set, like, it's very segmented into dungeons. It's very set in stone. Like, it's not, I don't know how you can transfer that from video games or a non-interactive medium.
Oh, easy. You're just not going to go through the dungeon. It's just going to be a montage. There's... I went through five dungeons.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a montage.
It's like episode 23. Link goes on the search for the heart pieces.
You think it's going to be 23 episodes?
Episode 24. Yeah, finding Skulltula's 90 to 100.
I think it's going to be 10 episodes. Ooh, heart pieces?
Yeah, no, for one episode, it's just him, just like, it's the grinding time.
Oh,
he's just chopping bushes for a whole episode.
He's just cutting grass? Is it rupees? Ooh.
Rupees.
Or there has to be an episode where he just, like, forces his way into someone's home.
Yeah.
He just starts wrecking vases. Just, like, starts fucking up vases.
That's like the opening scene. Someone's just hanging out. This kid just walks in uninvited. Looks at a vase.
Sorry, I need
throws it on the ground.
I need the rupees.
Man,
damn Hyrulean Law.
Game of Thrones for kids, huh?
For a family audience.
Because, you know, Game of Thrones had that one scene where they beheaded a horse.
This one they can behead a Deku.
Well, I'm just saying, opponent's a thing. Opponent's a thing.
She gets, like, a Deku nut to the eye and, like, blinds him.
Get some sweet Zoras.
Oh, yeah.
How sexualized will the Zoras be?
Oh, my God. Sex sells.
Really, like, skimpy fish people.
I can't wait to see the super sexualized Gorons.
Just like really big, muscly dudes made of rocks.
Yeah.
With just a bulge to match.
Yeah. Like they wear thongs.
Oh, yeah. Sexy.
And it's just all rock puns.
Yeah.
Like he's like, Link, let's roll. And then he rolls out of the scene. All right. I'm done with this show.
Ooh, this
show's going to be
awful.
If we make it.
I just don't know what they're going to do. It's just going to be never going to be hyped up this. It's never going to live up to any of our expectations.
I was just going to say, let's be real. It's never going to live up to expectations. It's always going to disappoint on some level.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we'll all watch it.
There's like, yeah. No, it's like the one thing is like there's no Triforce in this Zelda universe or something.
And I think, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, but then my last pick is, I don't know, I want to say the biggest news of this week.
I would say it's the biggest news of the week.
Persona 5 gameplay trailer, son!
Yeah, it looks great.
Color red.
Black and red. All that color scheme.
Yep.
And then, yeah.
So, like, stuff. Run down the trailer. It shows a villain, or like maybe like a thief.
No, so basically what it is.
Like a stained glass window?
No, that's the main character.
That's the main character.
Is that the main character?
Yeah. Okay. So basically what they're doing is that, what I read from the developer notes is that it's not them chasing a bad guy. Circumstances have them being chased.
Cool.
Because of their brand of justice.
Ooh.
So like they do all these heists during their high school time.
Sounds like, amazing already.
Yeah, they just need to do it for some reason, I guess.
Yeah.
But people misunderstood their motives, I guess.
And so they are the bad guys, but really they're the
yeah,
good guys.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yes.
And so, like, the dungeons, I heard, are more based on stealth. So right. There are a couple scenes where he's, like, the main character is, like, turning into a shadow and going from, like,
corner to corner.
See, I don't know how I feel about that.
Hopping over chandeliers.
Because you know it's a Persona game. At some point, you're going to have to break stealth and just grind.
Just grind.
And grind. And grind.
But that's the thing. Like, what if this is a game where they try and modernize it for mass appeal?
And grind.
And they take out most of the grind.
No.
There's two attendants.
This is Atlas we're talking about. They're not going to alienate their fan base.
True.
There's
true.
Two attendants for Eagle in the vault room. Two
twin, little twins. Twin attendants. Yeah, twin girls.
I don't know how they're going to summon the personas this time around yet. They haven't really revealed that.
Yeah, they haven't. And like, only rumors that I've seen online is that the character sets himself on fire.
And like, but another thing too is like, I don't know how they get into the shadow world either.
Who knows if it is a shadow world?
Yeah. Right. Because like, I don't, yeah, the other one was a TV world.
Yeah.
The other thing too is that these people, I mean, they're obviously coming from very different animes. Like the main character is obviously Lelouch. The second dude is obviously Naruto Uzumaki.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah.
Where's the girl from? Who has twin pigtails that's blonde?
Like every other anime. Like.
Well, I mean, the Persona series has... Generally, the characters they open up the series with are usually huge stereotypes.
Yeah, definitely.
And the art's done by the Catherine people? Because it looks like Catherine.
Yeah, so apparently what I heard is that Catherine was really just like a test bed for Persona 5 to see how this art style would be perceived and like just like testing making a game around it.
Yeah.
And then like you saw, or like you will see in the trailer when you watch it, it's like it's 3D. It's very, like, I wouldn't, it's weird because it's like 3D animated. Like it's not cel shaded.
Right.
Right? It looks like an actual 3D.
It looks like drawing. Those Naruto / Dragon Ball Z games.
Yeah.
You see that crazy new Dragon Ball Z game coming out?
Yeah, Xenoverse.
What the hell?
With like every single character
I thought it was dead.
Exists and doesn't exist.
Yeah. Dragon Ball Z is big.
What?
They're bringing out the new Jump game to North America, too.
They are, yeah.
Jump Victory Versus or whatever.
Yeah.
And that plays like those games, too.
I hope I don't have to get a PS4 for this.
You don't. It's on PS3.
It's on PS3.
Yeah, but I mean, it must look so much better on PS4.
Yeah, you can do it on like 30 frames if you want. But I'll be living in 60 frame city.
See, I don't know if that... I do wonder what the difference is going to be. Because this game was always supposed to be PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
So what is it? Are going to be like faster load times? Higher res?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The music's sick, too, again.
Yeah.
It's very... Yeah, it's jazz. It's very jazz.
So, next color. Call it.
Like, after this game.
That's too easy.
What?
No, I don't know.
So the first one is blue and black. Or, not the first one, sorry.
Well, we can just go blue, yellow, red.
Yeah, just blue, yellow, red.
Yeah, blue, yellow, red.
Yeah.
Green?
It'd be green, orange, and purple. No, it's not, because the first one was purple.
First one, what was the second one? Was that Innocent Sin?
Or was the second one purple? I can't remember.
Was 2 Innocent Sin?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, 2 had 2 parts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, was it like Innocent Sin and Eternal Punishment?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
And then Internal or Eternal?
Eternal.
I'm thinking around like, you know, a teal.
A teal, a nice mauve.
Yeah. Beige.
I'm just thinking.
What if it's beige?
Yeah, I bet my money on green.
Yeah,
me too. Green. Hot pink.
No, they would never do that.
Neon pink. All female cast.
They would never do that. That's what the Dancing All Night's for.
Oh, yeah, true. They released the full main theme song.
They did.
On their YouTube channel, on Atlas's YouTube channel.
And you must love it.
I love that song.
I'll download the soundtrack to that game.
I wish I had a Vita.
Get up. PlayStation TV.
True. They're on sale 10% off at Target.
Target?
Everything's closing down.
Okay, we're missing the big thing about Persona 5's trailer. Come on, guys.
Sweet-ass menus.
Menus!
They're so sick.
They're so, like... They're
so stylish.
This is, like, the most stylish game I have ever seen.
Hey, apparently he can equip a gun and a sword.
Main character can usually equip everything, right?
No, but you didn't hear me. I said gun and a sword.
He has, like,
together? He has two weapons.
Oh, what?
It seems like.
And Persona 4, no, you could not equip everything.
Yeah.
I guess like was that P3 only?
It was
then?
Just P3.
Okay.
Like, yeah,
the P3 main character is way OP compared to the P4
one. He's a boss-ass bitch.
Yeah.
Just figure out who the original boss-ass bitch is. It's DW from
Arthur. Oh, did you see that BuzzFeed thing?
Oh my god, there's so many of them.
Oh.
How she's the realest.
Yeah, how she's the realest bitch around.
What? Yeah, I don't get it. But it's just
like, yeah, you're really, like, one of them was DW talking to her friend. She's like, yeah, you're really lucky to have me as a friend.
Like, she's like a library card. Yeah. She's a library card. She's like, now I know what true power
is. Now I know what true power is feels like. Oh, I gotta find that again. That was funny.
Wow. But yeah, no, Persona 5, we're all hyped for it. We're all gonna buy it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm hoping it comes out this year.
That game and Monster Hunter are the games that I'm gonna break my don't buy at full price for. This year?
Really? Those are the only two games?
So far.
Okay. We shall hold to that.
It's been like a whole month and I haven't bought a single new game at full price.
A whole month.
A whole month.
A whole month. Okay.
That's pretty good for me. That's like a 1,000% increase.
I await your birthday. When you're like, guys, I got all this extra cash flow. And there's no games to buy in the summer, but whatever.
Yeah, but they're not full price anymore.
No, you'll buy whatever shit comes out.
I did buy Lightning Returns last year.
Oh.
That game fucking sucks.
So there you go. But yeah, Persona 5 looks great. I love the color red. I do love how they all have their little heist costumes. Girl looks like a skin-tight Catwoman.
It's like they're like a female Daredevil.
Yeah. The other guy looks like this, character from a popular manga. I think it's called Naruto.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But I still listened.
I was searching my mind, how can I divert this? And I'm like, nope, I'm gonna let it happen.
It's gonna go.
I do like how the main character reminds me of the Phantom from the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I like that little pose he has in the beginning of the trailer when he jumps on the subway train. And he has his hand out, like, pointing at nothing. That's pretty cool.
He's taking off his mask.
No, but like, yeah, he had his hand, he had one hand on his mask, and he had one hand just up in the air, pointing at nothing.
No,
yeah.
He's holding on for dear life.
Because he's on the train.
Yeah.
Obviously, physics does not work like that.
Yeah. Jeez.
My bad.
Yeah, apparently this game is all about ice skating. Everybody seems to be ice skating.
On asphalt. And grinding down, like,
we didn't talk about the cat. There's a cat.
Oh, yeah, there's a cat party member.
Yeah, there's a cat heist thing.
He's gonna be... Yeah,
oh, my God. I just got it. He's a cat burglar.
Mm. Oh, my God. No.
Yeah.
He's a cat burglar.
Oh, my God. I can't get handle it. Game over, man.
Well, your Persona game has some sort of animal mascot. So this one's a cat burglar.
Japan's ahead of the game?
He's a cat burglar.
Can you imagine this? He's a Nico burglar. Kato burglar.
That's great. I wonder if the kanji works out like a pun correctly.
It probably
doesn't. Oh, Anthony's broken. So there you go. Persona 5. We're hyped.
I'm crying.
We are hyped.
He's a cat burglar.
Anything else you guys want to bring up about this trailer?
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah,
now I put Anthony on his laughing fits.
Yeah, you broke him. We're gonna be here a while.
I didn't think about that. Like, I hope that's the pun.
I bet you it is the pun. That game is all about puns.
Oh my god. A cat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so good. I figured it out. So happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This it look like it takes place in Tokyo?
Yes, it's supposed to be.
Oh, awesome! That's what I wanted. Yeah,
back to Big City.
Yeah, I hated it. Like, you know what? I'm gonna say it right now. I'm not the biggest fan of Persona 4.
You're not the biggest fan of rural towns in general.
Yeah, but I didn't like Persona 4 because it was rainbows and butterflies, Scooby-Doo adventure series.
You know they said that this one's not like that.
Right? I know, I'm so happy.
Did you read that? The developer note?
No.
He sends out a thing, he's like, oh, I hope you all guys all enjoyed the trailer. Yeah. And if you could tell us what's positive about it, and then he starts going on about, like, what's it about and stuff.
Yeah.
So apparently it's nothing like...
I hope so. Because I was afraid that... Because Persona 4 brought in a huge fan base. And they all love Persona 4 because of its Scooby-Doo Mystery Rainbows Adventures. And that's what I didn't like about it.
But it also brought out kind of like the insufferable internet assholes who are like, I played it since 3, like 3's the best. And then,
yeah.
And then even the more insufferable ones who are like, I've played it since 1, like first person dungeon crawling.
Yeah, but that's how it works. I was just afraid it was going to change or it was going to dictate how 5 was going to be.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people who've played 4 and they're like, I tried to play 3, I couldn't get into it, it was too dark.
I don't know, Atlus seems like the company to where, like, they would take, like, the mad profits they made off of 4 and use it to give themselves, like, leeway to try something interesting or something, like, that they want to do rather than make, like, a Persona 5 that's exactly like 4.
Yep. Yep.
Because, like, their business model is kind of like, we don't give an F anyways, here's just a bunch of weeaboo garbage.
Yeah. So a revelation came to me as I was watching this Persona trailer.
A Resident Evil revelation?
Was it the cat burglar thing?
No.
Don't shut up!
So like, for the longest time, I always put off like slice of life anime.
Yeah.
And like now I'm super into it, right?
Good. Welcome to the club.
But I didn't know why I would put it off. Because the thing I like most about Persona games is the
social
slice
games.
Of life section to it.
Yeah.
And, like, that came to my mind. I'm like, man, I'm a fucking idiot.
I'm just going
to
give you, old man, I got a whole list that you should watch.
No, that's okay.
You want, like, one about all girls in high school? It's called Azumanga Daio. You should totally watch that.
No, I'm currently into Love Live.
Or Lucky Star.
Love Live?
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
Joking.
Yeah, no, he's into Date Alive, my bad.
No, I'm into K-On.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still joking. No.
Get it?
No.
I don't know.
K-On.
I still have some standards, okay? Okay. Shall we move into our picks of the week?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Our weeks of the week.
Our weeks
of the week. Persona 5 had a trailer this week.
Get wrecked.
It's been one of those weeks. I'm on a midterm schedule, so I'm a bit messed.
No excuse.
Are we gonna party when your midterms are done?
No.
Let's get trashed.
I think I'm on reading week when my midterms
get
finished.
Reading week
finished.
Trashed. Do you have any house parties we can go to?
No, I'm gonna Monster Hunter it up when I'm done.
Yeah, Monster Hunter house
our
parties.
Our lives are sad.
What I was talking about.
Oh, is that where party of Monster Hunter?
Monster Hunter house party.
Can we get drunk and hunt?
Oh
my god, that would be the funniest.
I still have like half a bottle of tequila.
Oh my god, we're gonna be so good.
Okay, guys, this Friday, so
we're getting drunk and playing Monster Hunter. Sounds good.
Oh, we live the saddest life.
Yo, can we stream it out?
Oh, that would be the funniest.
With Blaven's new hobby starting this week.
Yeah.
Stop. I'll tell you guys about that after.
Okay.
But it's like, oh, can you imagine? Like, he's like, oh, man, I don't have a potion.
I realized I'm a very functional alcoholic.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, you're not. Not even close. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not. I cry.
You first fall asleep.
I do.
You do. I can't remember.
I don't know what you're like drunk. I've never seen you drunk. You've texted me drunk.
I'm a bit more...
How come I don't get drunk texting
you? On New Year's, he's like, Happy New Year, I'm drunk. And I was like, what? Fuck you, I want to see you drunk. Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So, for my week, I haven't really been doing too much because, again... midterms, so I've been studying.
Mm-hmm.
But I did manage to play a video game. Played Battlefield Hardline.
I also played that.
Sounds sexual.
It's Battlefield, guys.
Yo,
apparently Vince is real bad.
Battlefield, bro.
I don't know what I was expecting.
Vince's heat's bad at it.
It's not even by the Battlefield developer DICE. It's by Visceral Games, guys who make Dead Space. And I'm just like, this is just Battlefield.
There was no like limb evisceration in that game.
Yeah, what they did was, we're going to take out terrorists and armies and replace them with cops and robbers. Battlefield Hardline!
It's like such, like, I don't know, it's such a, like, a lighthearted game, it feels like. Like, for, like, what you're doing, right? It's, like, it's just, like, a realized cops and robbers, yeah. like, as a kid. Like, you're the policeman, I got you.
Have you seen the Wicked Reloads?
Reload? Like, just as your reload animations?
Yeah.
I think I've always died before I got to reload.
Because, no, like, you don't get them from any of the starter weapons, but on the higher-end ones, like, when you get the revolver, it is the fanciest reload. It takes, like, 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
What does he do?
He does the whole, like, the cowboy gun western thing, loading each shell one at a time.
And he spins it and he twists it back into his
arm. Yeah, wow. It takes forever.
I just remember, I think it was last year, was it some E3 maybe? They had, like, sweet couch-exploding tech. Like, they had a scene where there's a bunch of couches, and they just shotgun-blasted these couches.
Mm-hmm.
It just blew up.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I like Battlefield Hardline a bit more than the previous Battlefield, but I don't know if that's because I'm playing on the PlayStation 4, so things are smooth.
Yeah.
And they work.
I still can't believe they're releasing this game in, like, a political climate of, like, police are evil.
Yeah.
And, like, abusing their power and everything. And then, like, here's a game about police officers just going buck fucking wild.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think I wanted more of, like, a heist-style game.
That's like the Heat game everybody wants. Like, everyone who loves the movie Heat.
Yeah. Because that, like, one trailer they put out, like, oh yeah, we're doing this wicked entire scenario.
You should play Payday, too.
No, that game's not good.
It's just, it's a heist game.
Like, it has the idea I want, it's just not a good game. I want both of those.
Okay.
The other thing I realized, I really do like the PlayStation 4 controller for shooters.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I do like it. I really like the sticks.
I think all the controllers this year have been pretty good.
The more I played my Xbox, the more I don't like it.
Really?
I don't like the analogs. Like, I like their placement, but...
Like, I do have a ranking list. Like, I know which controller I like the best.
Yeah.
But, like, I think all of them are, like, they're... Well, none of them are garbage. Like, none of them is, like,
oh, this yeah,
controller
yeah.
just fucking yeah. sucks.
I just don't like the sticks on the Xbox because there's no resistance on them.
Okay.
Like, if I push it to the right, like, it just boom. Goes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, oops. Okay, never mind. I like how the PlayStation 1 has, like, a bit of
feedback,
resistance on it. I'm like, oh, it's easier to make small adjustments.
But, yeah. I still really like haptic feedback triggers. Those are cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, to take a break from my studying.
Yeah.
I built Lego. Last week I told you guys I bought a Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember which Lego set I bought?
The Lego Movie couch.
The double-decker couch. I'm going to show you the double-decker couch.
What was his line in that movie? It's like, so you can hang out with all your friends and watch movies and be buddies.
Yeah, on the double-decker couch.
Oh, wow.
So this thing's
like... So this costs you like $80, right?
Okay, so retails for $17.99.
Okay.
Which is... And it comes with 5 minifigures, Emmett, President Business, Space Benny, Unikitty, and the Ghost of Vitruvius.
He doesn't have... Does President Business come with his hat?
No, he doesn't. But he comes with a waffle.
I kind of want one.
Whoa. The Emmett one is, like, really with detail.
Each one of them, if you open, like, if you turn around their faces and take off the hair, there's a second face.
Oh, okay.
What about Unikitty?
She has a separate block face that you have to replace.
Yeah, it seems like hers is you put the worried one on.
Yeah. I should have put the really, like, crying face, but... Oh. It's cool just to have on your desk. The Ghost of Vitruvius glows in the dark.
Yeah, oh, he's nice. Akin to the old ones.
Yeah.
I used to have an old ghost like that.
I do like the space dude because his helmet comes pre-broken.
Doesn't pre-broken?
Like the front of his...
Oh, it is!
It is like a crack in
it's
there.
Like a little crack.
I don't know why he comes with a giant hot dog.
I forget why, yeah. Maybe there's a reason. Or is it a sausage, or...
Yeah. But yeah, the couch, like, I'm not gonna lie. That's the couch is kind of like, whatever. It's not, like, the most interesting thing.
It's a bunch of rectangles.
Yeah, it's,
it's a ladder piece.
It's more of its significance in the movie, but it does come with one more thing, and it comes with Emmett's car, and this is the highlight to the build. It's just a little car opening doors. There's trunk space for his hard hat, and instead of like a Speedo on the front, it just says radio.
Everything. I like how there's just it comes with 4 coffee cups.
Yeah.
Because everything is.
Because awesome. You need cup holders.
Buying overpriced coffee, that'll be $34, please.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Whoa, Lego's gotten way better since I last bought it.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I won't lie, $20 is a lot.
I kind of want
for
one.
What you get, but when you see it in hand, you're kind of like, this is kind of cool. Just to have.
I want this.
I think you should buy one.
I want this.
They're at Toys R Us. There's huge stockpiles when I was there.
Really? Does no one buy them?
Because well, they knew that the demand of this set would be high. Because like, if there's one Lego set that everyone was going to buy, it was going to be this. I do want to get a Bad Cop.
Oh, yeah, Bad Cop.
In a Wild Style.
Like, Wild Style's pretty good.
Just because I like their characters more than, say, like... Or I feel like their characters had more significance than Benny.
Or the astronaut.
Yeah. Well, Benny is the astronaut.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And I don't know if I necessarily need the ghost of Vitruvius.
You just want Vitruvius?
Yeah. It's cool to have a president business. He's probably my favorite.
Obviously, because you are president business.
President business is the best. There is one set that comes with Unikitty where she's wearing a suit. From that one scene where she's at the business meeting.
That's cool.
But it comes with like a really expensive set, and I don't want to pay out for that. So yeah, if anybody out there has a Bad Cop or wants to know how I can get it, can tell me how I can get a Bad Cop really cheap and effectively.
Paint you get yourself?
Just,
make it yourself?
No. No. I did buy some Craggle, though, to go with my set.
Craggle?
No, you did.
I have some Craggle.
What the hell's Craggle?
Do you actually have Craggle for Gundam purposes?
Yeah.
That's funny.
What's
glue?
Craggle.
The crazy glue.
Oh. Just say crazy glue. Why didn't you say...
No, Craggle's what they call it.
Craggle is the weapon in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. Come on, man.
I forgot.
Who are you?
I can see you having like a president business moment. Like your kid wants to play with all your toys and you're like, no.
Actually, no. I'm the exact opposite. No. Everybody who wants to touch my toys, they can go for it. It's just, put it back. That's all.
Just put it back where you found it?
Because I don't want to have to like go around and be like, where's my shit?
Have you guys ever stepped on a Lego piece?
It's not pleasant.
No, it sucks.
Yeah.
Man. They're sharp. And they're hard. There's like no give.
Yeah, they got some good build quality. Those things don't break under weight. And then I also did one more building thing. I had time to build a model kit.
Okay.
And this model kit's different because it's from Gundam Build Fighters. And it's called the Mach.
Mach what?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's called the High Mach. Where is it? So I built it. And this... I'll tell you the backstory of this one. So in this series... The Mach is... So Gundam Build Fighters is... There's a machine, right?
Okay.
And you put your toys in and it plays. Yeah. But if you have no opponent, there's a computer.
Yeah.
The Mach is the computer.
Oh.
But in the real-world application of the Mach... Bandai's...
The real-world application.
I mean, like, in our world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Mach is... how can I put it? Bandai's been having problems, well, like any toy company, with bootlegs. From China.
Goddamn China.
And this Mach looks a lot like the bootlegs that China's making of Bandai's Gundams.
That's funny.
So this is sort of Bandai's unofficial, official bootleg Gundam.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Did it come painted like this?
No, I painted it all.
Oh, wow.
Like with the rust stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
When you get it, it's actually just one solid green thing. Huh. Oh, so when I bought this, I didn't really care about it, because I just bought it to have it, because it's actually really cheap. It's it cost me 600 yen.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to use it for testing out painting techniques.
I'll use the scratches.
Yes.
Battle damage.
So I sat down, and I read some blogs about painting and stuff, and I went for it. I thought it turned out pretty good, considering this thing is supposed to be all green. And I was able to make it look like green, gold, and...
Yeah, these joints are gold, and, like, everything's scratched up, and kind of, like it's been through some testing.
Yeah, so...
Not so much battle.
The way I did it was, I took silver paint, and I thinned it out, and then I just took a brush, and I splashed the whole thing with silver.
Like, wucha, wucha.
Like, I painted it normally, but okay. I just made sure that my coat wasn't even.
Oh, okay.
And whatever. And then I took bronze, and I just dry brushed it. You guys know what dry brushing is?
No, what is it?
So when you take the tip, you basically take a brush that has really, really hard bristles on the end.
And you don't put it in water.
Right. And you put paint on the tip, and then you paint all that paint off on paper. So you try to get rid of all the paint on the brush.
Oh, okay.
So your brush has almost nothing on it. And then from there, you just flick around the edges.
Oh.
And that's why you see the edges be all like uneven, bronzished.
Yeah, and like kind of like scratchy.
Why you see that? Edges be all like,
sure.
You're so black.
What?
He's like, yo, the edges be all like this.
No, the edges be all like this, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was cool. I learned how to do that.
Wow. Move it up in the world, eh?
I still want to get an airbrush, but...
Do it.
No, the barrier to entry is like $300.
Whatever, man. If girls can buy airbrushes, you can buy airbrushes.
Spray
on tan, son. Do it.
No, they go to the tan place.
Yeah. What? I thought they just bought like a spray on tan thing.
That's different. Like, I buy spray cans.
Oh.
But
you need to put it in like a little holder thing, right? The gun thing?
Yeah, I want to buy the gun.
I just imagine it's like a gun, and it's got like 3 ports for paint.
Yeah.
And then you can like pick a port. It goes.
I think usually how it works is you mix the paint beforehand and then you connect it.
Is it like a water gun but for paint?
It's air compressed.
It's air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, they're so expensive. And then there's a lot of maintenance, like cleaning it and stuff.
But it's a necessary evil, though.
It is. It is. It is a total necessary evil.
It really isn't.
Yeah, so I learned how to do some painting. Oh, the best part was, I did a review and I put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I got a lot of comments saying like, oh my god, when did you learn how to paint? And they're like, yo, Type V3's been holding out on us. He knows how to be super artistic.
Look at you.
And then I'm just like, fucking idiots.
Look at you.
This took me like 15 minutes. Like, due to the nature of the style of it, of course it looks like that. But yeah, no.
Was this the one where you took the pieces apart and you're like, shit, I don't remember how they go back together?
No, that's my next project.
Okay.
That's 3 different Gundams.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to like color match them so they look like a team.
Okay.
So I took off certain parts from each one.
But so you don't know which ones they go back on?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
So I was like, oh, I should have done it one at a time.
You'll know for next time.
Yeah. But that's why you do it, right? You take the cheap, inexpensive stuff and you experiment so that when you get the real expensive model kits, then you know what to do.
You should do this to your unicorn.
Well, that's what all this is. This is all just test bedding for when April comes around and I get my LEDs and then I take my unicorn apart to paint it. Then I know what I want to do.
Wow, that's risky business.
Uh-huh.
You're going to mess up the perfect grade?
Uh-huh.
Oof.
Uh-huh.
You going to clear coat that shit?
Yeah. I want to basically make it look like snow. But I want the edges to have that like bluish glow to it.
Is there a way to make painted plastic or like just plastic clear?
You want to take...
Like, if I took a piece off of this
and
I put it in some sort of chemical, is there a way to, like, make it so that it's a clear plastic?
No.
Oh.
I think it has to come molded like that.
Yeah.
It has to come molded as clear?
Anything you put... Anything that I can think of that you would put that in, it would just disintegrate. It would just melt.
Oh, okay. All right. Because, like, I know you can put in plastic and stuff to get paint off it and stuff like that. But, like, I was wondering if you can, like, take the color pigment out of a plastic that like a whole plastic is black like
no,
that is
just no,
that.
No,
okay.
No, because it's all the way through, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no. I would like to like a perfect grade Gundam that where all the pieces are clear.
You can,
and you can
get
see
those.
Like the inner skeleton
you
and stuff.
You can get those.
This is like not new.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like millions of them.
I'll tell you right now, if you ever want a clear version of a kit though, they're usually exclusive to something.
Aw.
Well, I mean, back when I was younger, they had clear kits all the time, but they were more expensive than the
regular. Oh, yeah, they were. And you can get them some clear, some are sparkly clear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that they sparkle.
That's cool.
Yeah, we can show you later. It's not a new thing.
Like, but I know, like, on master grades or real grades and up, like, they have a skeleton and then they have the parts you put around it.
Yeah.
Like, would the skeleton also be clear? Like, what I want is, like, the skeleton to be normal and then the armor.
It would all be clear, so you'd have to use buy 2.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then I would just put the clear skeleton in the...
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't matter anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it may be a matter in certain parts.
Maybe, maybe not. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what
it was a little bland, though, the clear ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the appeal for them.
I don't know. I think that'd be, like, if you had, like, some sort of, like, underlighting system. Or, like if you put a clear unicorn on, like, a stage, and it had, like, the underlights, and it would glow all throughout the unicorn.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I take the armor off my unicorn, that's what it looks like.
Oh, okay.
Because half of the inner frame is just clear red pieces.
For the LEDs.
Light.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's that. Yeah, and then just a tangent off of toys. Yesterday was Wonderfest in Japan, the big toy show. If you follow me on Twitter, I kind of littered your feed with a whole bunch
you
of
did.
News
true.
That you didn't need to know. That I was freaking out over.
I was like, should I unfollow him? And I was like, no, I'll keep him.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you only the things that I thought was interesting. for model kits, Max Factory or Good Smile are doing a giant Gypsy Danger model kit, which I thought looked cool. I'm sad that it's not like one giant die-cast piece, but whatever. I'm expanding my model kit ability so I can paint it. Figma, my favorite toy line, Figma. I had some big announcements.
Of
figures they're going to release. They got the license to Yu-Gi-Oh!
Like, wait, like Yugi and Kaiba, or like Zexal, or like 5D's motorcycle?
I'm talking Yami Yugi.
Oh, nice.
With Battle Disc System.
Can I get a
and
Mokuba?
And Dark Magician Girl.
Can I get a Mokuba?
Maybe. I hope his bonus is, like, his exclusive pre-order bonus is, like, a Karibo.
Yeah. Or, like, if you get Kaiba, like, his pre-order bonus is, like, a suitcase full of cards.
Oh, that would be awesome. I hope his accessory set is just 3 blue eyes, white dragons. Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't start with Taya. Because Figma is the line of just Bushojo girls.
Yeah, bring out the girls.
So, yeah. That's cool. And then the other thing they announced was from Fate/stay night, they're doing a new version of Rin.
Okay.
Tosaka Rin. Y'all know who Rin is.
Is that season over yet?
It's...
Because, like, I think part 2 starting in the spring, or...?
Yeah, so it's one season, but it took a break.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't start till April, so I'm excited for that. And then...
There's some Kill la Kill stuff I saw.
Yeah, there's some Kill la Kill stuff. Oh, Two-Star Mako!
Yeah, Two-Star Mako. Was she, what are those chibi ones called?
She's an Endoroid.
She's an Endoroid, okay.
Yeah.
I was just like a full posable Two-Star Mako.
Yeah, me too, but what can you do? The only other thing is this year's Racy Miku. It's pretty great.
It's no joke.
It's just no joke, man. So one, I like Racing Miku because she's racing themed.
Okay.
But on top of that, she's also knight themed. So she comes with a shield and a lance. And Racing Miku usually drives a car.
Not this time?
Well, she's driving a car, but her logo is a robo unicorn.
Does it only have one horsepower?
I don't know. I can't tell. It's a robot horse. Could have 500 horsepower.
It could have 500 horsepower, you're right.
But the bigger news is when they revealed the car that she's sponsoring.
Okay.
So for years, Racing Miku was always doing the... She was always with the BMW team.
Mm-hmm.
And they race in Japanese GT3. Because that's a good... Because the BMW cars usually rule that...
Is that like a Le Mans thing?
It's the lower category of Le Mans.
Okay.
Like Le Mans has LMP1, 2, and then it goes GT1, GT3.
Okay. What happened to 2? There's no GT2?
No, wait, there's probably GT2.
Okay.
But, yeah, and then GT3. But, yeah, so GT3 is a bit of a lower class. Runs BMWs, and it's successful. But in the recent years, there's been another car company that's come into the scene, and they've kind of just dominated the category.
Okay.
So this year's Racing Miku's dumped the BMW. She's driving a Mercedes.
I thought you were going to see something weird, like it's a Fiat.
No, she's driving a Mercedes.
She's driving an Alfa Romeo.
And I'm just like, wow. So you're racing Miku, dressed like a knight, and you drive a Mercedes.
That's just you.
That's just like...
Is she also silver?
No, she's like all white, but she's like, yeah, this is mine. So the only way to get this figure, though, is you have to buy a sponsorship package for their racing team. As in, the figure is the bonus for sponsoring the team. And I think the minimal bracket that I have to sponsor is like $100.
Oof.
Yeah. So I'm going to sponsor a racing team.
I think if it was anything other than Mercedes, you'd be like, I don't know. But, like, Mercedes, I think, just pushed you over the edge.
It did. So, yeah, I can't wait.
$100.
Yeah. Wow.
As a bonus, not even. And you know that resale value is just going to go, like, through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. Side note, I bought new side nippers for my model kits.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Side what?
Or side cutters.
Okay.
Or nippers, whatever you want to call them.
They said side nipples. I was like, what are you talking about?
Anyways, they're coming in the mail. I bought them because they just say, on the actual cutter part, it says Good Smile Racing. I'm horrible.
You're a bad person.
Anthony, what's your week like?
So my week, I watched a couple movies. Just, like, action movies. I watched The Raid 2.
I heard it's a good movie.
That movie's really freaking good. It is long, though. It is 2 hours and 40 minutes. where like 75% of that, or like 80%, is just fights and action and like crazy awesome stuff. So the thing with this movie is like, they took The Raid and they're like, yeah, we had some like brutal parts, like the knife in the wall or like the head smashing part. And they're like, everybody loved those parts and they always talked about it. Let's make a whole movie based on those parts, but like amped to 11.
Okay.
So this movie is a lot more, it's a lot gorier than the previous movie. The plot is very complex.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's not just, I gotta go up this hill. Well,
that's a bit of a turnoff.
So the main character from 1, I believe. Is it the main character from 1? I forget. But he is, he has to infiltrate this underground, or he has to infiltrate pretty much the Indonesian mob. And he does it by, like, starting at the bottom, and, like, he gets put in jail, becomes friends with, like, the head's son, and then, like, works his way up from there.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, there's the Japanese Yakuza who are also doing stuff, and then there's a random third party who's just kind of, like, he doesn't care about the established order of the two groups. He just wants his own power. And there's, like, a three-way story, okay, like, double-crossing, triple-crossing kind of thing going on. And it gets pretty complex, but really it's just everything is segmented into who do I have to fight or who do I have to kill to get to the next part of taking these people down.
Yeah.
And fights get very, very brutal. Mm-hmm. That being said, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, every single action scene and, like, every single story scene, it didn't seem forced or, like, unneeded. Like, they added a certain type of, I guess, information to the movie. Even with characters, they have, like, a little mini story within it of a third character, or a fourth character, I guess.
Yeah.
And even his story really kind of relates to the main story. And it kind of shows you just how messed up this whole situation is and what's going on. It's a really, really great movie. I don't know. Like, is that movie in time for, like, awards? Like, can that movie get an award?
The Raid?
Yeah. Because it was last year, right?
Was it last year or was it a year before?
I don't remember.
I can't. It must have been last year early. Then.
Okay. And then on the other action movie I watched was Keanu Reeves in John Wick.
Oh.
That movie is actually very good as well. So the premise is Keanu Reeves plays John Wick. His wife dies from a terminal illness she has, and as a last, I guess, good gesture towards her husband, she made, I guess, a purchase where when she dies, she ordered a dog for Keanu Reeves so that he doesn't have to grieve alone through his wife's death.
Interesting.
And he also owns a really sweet Mustang, like 1970s boss Mustang.
Is this part of the story?
It's also part of the story.
Okay.
And so one day he goes to fill up gas with his new dog. They're just chilling. And these Russians are all like,
"These Russians,
yo, that's a nice car. Is it for sale?" And he's like, "No, this car's not for sale." And then like, he's like, "Every bitch has its price" in Russian.
Oh, I see.
But then he responds back to him in Russian, uh-oh, like being a badass.
Uh-oh.
And then it turns out that they find where John Wick lives. They break into his house. They steal his car, and they kill his dog.
Oh!
And then he wakes up with his, like, a dead puppy in front of his face after being knocked out, and like all that stuff happens.
Ooh.
But it turns out John Wick is the wrong person to mess with.
Oh, no.
John Wick is, as quoted by the Russian boss, he is the man you hire to kill the boogeyman. Like, he is this crazy, badass mofo who you should never mess with. And, like, they are afraid of this one man taking down his whole organization.
Mm.
And that's pretty much what he does. It's almost okay, like a slasher fic in reverse. Like, it's kind of nuts.
It sounds like Keanu Reeves is riding the coattails of Liam Neeson.
I was gonna say,
yeah, and he does it like they might as well. He might as well have his. That might as well be his suit. Like he does it very well.
The people who did it to him didn't know who he was.
So it was the mob boss's son.
Ooh,
and he's just like this cocky, arrogant. Like, my dad has power, so I have power. I earn nothing. I was born into this, right? So I'm just gonna be.
Oh, those are the best ones.
Yeah,
those are the best ones.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna be this asshole. And then when that happens, he tells his dad's like, son of a bitch, like, what did you do? Like, we're fucked. And and so John Wick goes on this massive rampage of just murdering people. And the action in this movie is a lot different from The Raid in that it's not martial arts. There's very little hand-to-hand. It is very cold. It's a very efficient feel to it. Everybody John Wick kills is very professional. It is very clean and is the most efficient way he could possibly do something. Mm. Right? There is never it doesn't seem like there's any wasted movements or actions within the fight scenes. Usually it ends with him shooting a guy in the leg so he can't move, and then just bam, straight to the face, like shot to the head. And then it's just a lot of those. But the other thing is, this movie does a really great job of expanding the world of John Wick and the world of the underground dark mafia.
There's a world to this?
Yeah, and it's not like they do it without having flashbacks, which is really cool. They are able to take current events within the world and they don't even explain them to you. There's not a narrow reading. This is an area where you can't kill each other and only hired killers live, because there's a hotel where that happens. But you just learn it through the course of the movie, and the movie presents information in a way that's very smart.
Yeah.
And they don't rely on hooks or crutches like narrators or flashbacks and stuff like that. I think this is was one of the best action movies last year.
So are you saying that when we come to the Oscar Academy Awards this year, and we get to the nomination of
best action movie?
No, the best Liam Neeson style. Special skills movie.
Yeah.
Winner is Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves in John Wick. Or that Indonesian dude in The Raid 2. Either of those are acceptable.
You're telling me that Liam Neeson is not going to win his own award?
No. I think Taken 3, if this was a year where Taken 1 came out, then totally.
Okay.
But this is not that year. This is a year where Taken 3 came out.
But what about Run All Night?
Is that movie even out yet?
I think it's out in a week.
Well, it's not out yet. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I can't be the judge of that. But, man, Keanu Reeves kills it in this movie.
He's saying Keanu Reeves is back.
Keanu Reeves, you know what? I always liked Keanu Reeves. I liked him in 47 Ronin.
Oh my god!
I really enjoy that movie! That movie's really good!
Shut up.
It's not it's all cheese. It's all tropes and, cheesy, stuff. But I really like it. It's fun.
Dude, just reading the synopsis of this, it just says, John Wick is a movie about a guy getting revenge from killing his puppy.
Yeah! That's the thing you get people to watch it. It's oh, he's just going to go on a murdering spree. But then it has, all this, there's all these intricate details within the movie, and, it has this, great world-building aspect towards, during the whole thing. And it's a fantastic movie, and I think people should watch this movie.
Okay.
I went in with no expectations, and
was this on Netflix?
No, it was. I got it. I rented it. We'll say.
Okay, you rented it.
I rented it.
Okay.
And yeah, it's man.
So you went out of your own way to find this.
Yeah, I really wanted to see it in theaters.
Oh.
But I couldn't find anybody to go with me. And then by the time I came to the decision of whatever, I'll just see it by myself. It was already out of theaters.
Okay.
Because it didn't stay in theaters that long.
Okay. That's fair.
I really liked that movie.
All right, cool. You liked it.
And then the third thing I did this week was I went to an avant-garde jazz concert.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing was it was in someone's apartment building above a convenience store. And it was sponsored by the Toronto Music Hall. Like an actual Toronto City thing.
Oh, so it was a legit...
it was a legit thing. So, okay. There were three acts. One was a girl on percussion. One was a crazy, I think he might have been homeless, 50-year-old guy with a bunch of garbage. And then the third was this, guy in his, late 20s who played the trumpet. So, this is avant-garde music. So, this isn't, there's, no melodies or anything.
Yeah.
It's almost pretty much just performance art.
Mm.
So the girl on percussion, she didn't start out with any drums or anything you would think of as percussion. She took two coffee mugs and then scraped them together in front of a microphone.
You enjoyed this?
No.
Okay.
No. And so she's like scraping them in front of a microphone.
Oh, stop right? it! And don't even do the motion. Stop.
And then she got like progressively faster and louder. And then she would like clank them together and like in front of a microphone. This lasted 10 minutes.
Or,
and then like when she was done, she was like breathing heavily. Like the performance took a lot out of her, and she's like, "Thank you." And so that was the first part of her act. The second part was she took a snare drum, and it was wrapped in guitar string, like really tightly. And then underneath was like, so there's a drum called a timpani.
Yeah.
And it's like a really big drum, and it has like this mallet almost. Mm-hmm. And underneath all that string was a mallet. And then she would like pluck the strings with her fingers and nails, and then rub it on her hands. And like it didn't make any like recognizable sound. Like it was just like weird.
It's just noise?
Just weird noise.
Okay.
And then at one point, she picked up the snare drum and yelled into it.
Oh.
And then started blowing into it.
Ooh.
And I didn't know what was going on. And then that ended.
Was she getting aroused?
I don't know. And then I'll just quickly go through the last two of hers. Because hers was like kind of like the most interesting for me. Like just the way shit was happening. It was my intro to avant-garde jazz. And it was immediately the performance where I knew this was not for me.
Yeah.
And so the other one, she had a big bass drum.
Mm-hmm.
But it was tilted up so you could like play it like with your hands. And she took a cymbal and a violin bow. And then she started playing the cymbal, like the edge of the cymbal with the bow.
With the bow?
With the bow.
Okay.
And it was making weird noises and shit. And then she put it on the bass drum.
Oh, no.
And then it made it sound like, because the vibrations from the cymbal, because it was being scratched by the bow, hit the drum. And then it made it sound like Godzilla was yelling in the apartment building. And then that was a piece.
Yeah.
And then she had a handful of marbles.
Uh-oh.
And she crunched the marbles into each other in the microphone. And then dropped them onto the bass drum. And then started wailing the shit out of this bass drum until all the marbles fell off the bass drum. And that was one act. That was like 45 minutes.
That's a performance right there.
Right? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Okay. I won't go in like as in depth into the other ones. But there was the guy, the old homeless guy who played guitar. He had three guitars. He had an acoustic guitar where the fourth and the second string were broken, and he just like didn't even bother to replace them. There was an electric guitar that was fully working but didn't have like a front plate, so like it was just, you kind of saw the inner workings of the guitar.
Okay.
And then he had a broken acoustic guitar that was just in pieces, like he smashed it previously, and then he brought it. So he played the acoustic guitar for three notes, whipped it at the ground, then started playing the electric guitar, but not playing it. Like, he just took his hand, like his whole palm, and went like, row, 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 over the strings. And he had like a pedal, like, so it would do like force feedback loops through the speakers and stuff. So you just hear this like really terrible sound. And then he started taking pieces of his broken guitar while doing that and throwing it at the acoustic guitar that he previously threw on the ground. And then he got like a Hello Kitty rubber ball and threw it into the crowd. And he had a bunch of garbage that he rolled around in for 20 minutes.
Huh. You went to one of these?
I had to pay $10 to go to one of these.
You paid for this?
So how it worked is that the person I went with was like, yo, it's cool, I got us a comp. Like, because she knew the guy who was main eventing this thing.
Let me guess, only she got in?
So she got in, and then one of her friends who she also invited, who the comp wasn't for, just took the comp. And so I had to pay $10 to see this. Also the trumpet guy, apparently he doesn't play songs. He just plays one long piece of music.
Mm.
It's not music. Like, he just blew into a thing and he started doing like, it's like if you were to take a trumpet for your first time,
yeah,
and you just press the buttons on top of the trumpet really wildly and randomly. So that happened for about 10 minutes. And then
this sounds excruciating. Doesn't it sound excruciating?
Yeah. It was the worst.
So how long were you there?
Yeah, this
I was there for like 2 hours.
Yeah, because this is adding up to quite a lot.
I was there for like 2 hours.
Like, even you telling us the stories. Like,
yeah. Oh, at one point, he didn't even, like, you know how you have to vibrate your lips to make a trumpet sound? Like, to make the whatever?
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
At one point, he just started breathing into it. He was like, into the trumpet, and it came out of the trumpet, and I was just like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
okay, let me ask you this. Was your friend just, like, entranced by it?
Every single person at that apartment building loved the shit out of it.
Like, Oh, yeah, get it!
People were like, yo, man. Like, I heard people, like, going to take smokes, and they're like, yo, that performance, like, just really hit me, you know? Like I felt it. Like, I didn't even have to listen. I just knew that it was going to make me feel this way. And I was just like, oh, where am I? Like, what is...
So what's the moral of the story here?
The moral of the story is I don't like avant-garde jazz.
Okay.
And that I should feel really good about myself. Because, like, I'm like, man, if, like, these people, like, obviously this is my opinion, like,
yeah.
For people who love avant-garde jazz, like, I apologize, yeah. But not really. Like, these people took something that can take an infinite amount of skill, such as instruments, to produce something as beautiful as music. And just said, fuck that shit. I'm gonna fart into this tuba for 10 minutes and then say it's a piece. And then people will pay to see me.
Ladies and gentlemen, art.
Oh, I can't handle you, Anthony. You get so passionate when you talk about things that you just hate.
And then there were some people fucking, like, being like, yo, like, this is real music. Like, I can't believe people are listening to that trash, like, on the radio. Oh. And then I'm like... No, who the fuck are you to judge? Like, you just listened to a guy fart into a tuba for 20 minutes.
He didn't actually fart into it.
No, like, but he made farting sounds. Like, the trumpet guy, like at one point, he was on tour. Like, I talked to him after, like, he had a tour, like, cross-country. He's from New York, like, from the Bronx, and he drove to Canada because people wanted him there. And I was like, why?
It's just like any other hobby, right? There's... The point where you've just gotten too deep, and you're like, I need to
it's like, pull
myself back out.
I like jazz. I've figured out where I am on, like, the hipster list.
Yeah.
It's like, I am on this teetering edge of mainstream and, like, weird indie shit.
Yeah.
But these people just like, fuck it, I'm jumping off this cliff. Let's get into this pool of weird avant-garde art. And I'm not those people.
Mainstream's where it's at.
I'm all about that medium. I'm all about that balance between...
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Like,
yeah, I did it, really. Like, you really liked it.
I'm glad this experience you enjoyed.
I'm glad that I did it. It's an experience, and it's a great story. I never want to do it again.
You know they're supposed to be pushing the medium. You know that, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Like, on a technical aspect, I can totally see where, like, certain artists get, like, ideas for using instruments very weirdly.
Yeah.
Like, how Tom Morello in Rage Against the Machine, like, he'd have the idea of using a pen against his guitar to make helicopter sounds.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I totally understand, like, you have to do this stuff to push a medium, right? I don't want to be there for that. I just want to see...
You don't want to be there for the learning process?
I want to see the refined product.
I'm with you.
Right?
So are you saying that we could do this?
I'm not saying you could do this.
Like, if I did it with you, like, well, that guy's being fake.
Because the thing is, like, we wouldn't believe in it.
I have a hard time believing you when you're honest, so...
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could believe you if you're doing something you're literally faking.
Yeah. So, like, I wouldn't go so far as say they are unskilled. It is that they are using their skill in a way that I do not agree with. And it is their life. They are free to do whatever they feel like. But I am also free... to not enjoy what they are doing.
Okay. Very political. Very political.
So yeah, maybe art's like that way of art is not for me.
Okay.
Yeah, like I like so like the way where that's all the indie stuff and stuff. I love that shit in video games. Like I love seeing like those weird indie titles like Gone Home or something where it pushes like a storytelling medium or it's this, all this experimental stuff in video games, but I don't, like, that's not for me in music. I don't, just don't think I want to hear that in music. Because it wasn't just, like, it wasn't, like, acceptable to my ears. Like, my ears were just like, why? Like, why are you doing this to me? And it wasn't fun to listen to. Maybe that was the point. Maybe the whole thing was to have, like, an uncomfortable experience.
That's what it was.
Like, I don't know.
Good.
You're angry. Like, Anthony's visibly angry.
I don't know. Like, I'm not... I wouldn't say I'm angry.
Because you travel how far for this?
I went to Toronto for this.
So you waste... And you travel back, so it's 4 hours minimum.
The great... The whole... The best part about that is, like, I got ramen. So, wow. I think that made up for it. I went to Kenzo. The place was great.
Kenzo was
good. I went to the one in Saga, though. That's different. It's a lot different.
You went to Kenzo?
There's a Kenzo ramen in Mississauga.
I took you to Kintin.
Kintin?
Yeah.
Is that different?
Yeah. Kenzo's a different one.
You should go to Kinto, man. That place is good.
Yeah.
Kenzo was pretty good, too. Yeah. I'm expanding my ramen
good.
Experience, like, good. Or, like, knowledge.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah, ramen's good. You guys should go eat that shit.
Oh,
This was a good one.
But then follow this up. Save me from this hell.
I can't. Well, I mean, I did something a little less traditional than I usually did.
Oh.
I started streaming on Twitch.
Yes. Yo, drop that username, son.
It's Blavin Blave on Twitch. I have a total in my channel views, guys, don't worry. 9 viewers in total.
Damn!
So basically, I tried testing it out on my computer, my new laptop, and it actually works. I think about getting a new microphone, but my internet handles it pretty well. My webcam handles it.
Yeah.
And basically I just go on there and right now I'm playing Magic and you can watch me on there and I'll post on my Facebook or my Twitter when I'm going on live and you guys can watch me on there.
You don't archive your streams.
I just don't know how to do that. Yeah. This was like literally the test of test runs and then I started a draft so then I'm like, okay, well I just posted really quickly like, hey, like, you know, I'm online doing your thing and then basically, like, 10 people showed up, and then
they were on there. Because, I saw the message on Facebook the day after.
The day after.
And I clicked the link, and I'm like, oh, obviously he's not online.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, yesterday. I'm like, okay, I'll look at past...
broadcasts.
Yeah.
And I have to learn how to do the
There's nothing here!
Yeah. I think you have to manually archive them.
Yeah, or? I'm going to have to do that later. But, man, it is fun to stream. I actually have both two computers running. I should get another monitor, because it's weird when you... When the streaming device, I use XSplit, you can see yourself seeing yourself seeing yourself seeing yourself.
No, you see like the mirror.
Oh, the infinite mirror because you're looking at, you know, you're looking at you, looking at you.
Yeah.
But I have it on another one and I listen to it on another computer to see how it's like for everybody else.
Yeah.
And so far it's good. So
what is your setup like? Do you have two cameras?
No, I have one. I have one on my laptop and that's it.
And what's that pointed at?
Me. And then the...
Oh, you're playing the online game.
Yeah, yes. I play online.
Oh!
So do you... So how...
So what happens in XSplit is that it has a program and it asks you, what do you want in this area?
Okay.
In this area, I just highlighted my whole desktop.
Okay.
Like this area. And then it's like, what do you want in this small area? It's like, oh, I want my camera there. So I put it in the corner.
Okay.
The streaming is actually very easy.
Okay.
It's... The program literally does everything for you. I never thought that this was this easy.
Yeah,
so XSplit's very good for that.
Yeah, so apparently, like, you know, if you ever want to get into it, that's actually not that hard.
And it's free now?
It's free!
Because before, I remember XSplit, you had to pay, like, a monthly fee.
Yeah, if you wanted to pay the monthly fee, you get extra features and stuff. But right now, for my purposes, I don't think I need it, but...
I think, if you need, like, longer...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what I think I'm going to do is hopefully I'm going to invite some friends over and draft and stuff while my mom's is away.
Are you going to invest in a green screen?
No.
So you can chroma key yourself?
You're also going to get yourself a high-end microphone.
I'm going to get microphones so you can... My sweet radio voice.
He was talking to me about microphones the other day.
Yeah.
Go get a Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking about it.
Buy me a Yeti, too.
While you're at it.
Whoa, what the hell did that come from?
Buy me a
Yeti. Yeah, okay.
I have one already.
No, but then if we all have one...
Yo, can you buy us a sound mixer? Like, do they have those at Best Buy?
Can you just chill?
Because then we can have 3 separate audio tracks.
What?
Anyway,
we just need a USB splitter.
Yeah, true.
It's going to be sick, so hopefully this stream is going to be...
We need pop screens.
What I realized that I need a makeup artist to, you know, help me look good on camera, so I'm looking for applications.
Are you having, like, the Nixon problem?
I don't know, I'm oily, I'm sweaty.
That's the Nixon problem.
Yeah, I want to look good, you know, I want to be like... I'm thinking about aiming it downwards towards my cleavage to get more viewers and stuff, so...
So there's a streamer on League of Legends called Casey Tron.
That's what she does.
Have you seen her?
Boobies, right?
She is... So, like, I am convinced that she is just pure satire.
Okay.
Like, she is, like, the Stephen Colbert of the streaming world.
Okay.
Because she takes every single thing, like, angry nerds hate about female, like streamers and gamers, and puts it all into one stream.
Good for her.
Right? And she makes, like... She's making money, because, like, people donate to her, like... So, she has a thing where she's like... Oh yeah, if you guys stream, like, or if you guys donate, I'll read whatever you say on stream. And so she's reading messages that are like, oh, hey, Casey Tron, I donated a dollar so I can tell you that you're a fat slut and stuff. And I'm like, what? But she's, like, taking it. Like, I guess she just doesn't give a fuck, right? And she's, like, purposely pointing a camera down at her cleavage. Mm-hmm. She's playing League of Legends, like, I'm pretty sure bad on purpose.
Yeah.
Right? And I love it. Not for what she's doing on the stream, for the chat reactions. Because, it is just flooded with people who just don't get it.
Yeah.
Who don't understand that this is just satire.
Well, yeah.
It's fantastic. Sorry, yeah, I took your part. No.
I feel like I'm a little handicapped because I'm not a woman. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of girls...
The biggest streamers are male. So.
Actually?
Yeah, the biggest streamers are male.
So actually, I still think the problem with women is that people don't take them seriously.
Yeah.
Really?
Because in a medium with, like, where your main demographic is, like, 13 to 18.
Boys?
Yeah, boys.
Yeah, but the thing is that whenever I watch, like, you know, there's... All the girl streams seem to be way higher than guy streams.
Yeah, because you want, like, people, everybody eventually clicks on them because they see the thumbnail and they're like, oh, pretty girls playing games. I can't believe it's happening.
Yeah.
But then when you get deep enough into the hobby, it's like, okay, I need to find someone who really knows what they're talking about.
Okay, so I guess I'm just being, like, ignorant to it all. Yeah. I guess I don't watch enough, but.
Yeah.
I just need to know ways to make the stream more interactive and stuff.
Yeah.
It's 9 viewers.
Yeah, I need to. Well, I mean, viewers. I like talking to my
chat. You should have posted it on Twitter. I retweeted that.
My chat.
I got like 70 followers. I could
have. My chats talked to me, and it was really, really funny. So it was So I hope to do it more. I just need to learn like what to say and stuff, and like what more to talk about. Because I hate it when there's dead air. I was thinking about putting on some music, but I mean, it's my music's all just top 40, right? So.
Well, at that point, you need headphones, I think.
Yeah, I do have headphones. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't. Does it capture game audio? Right? Like, or does it capture computer audio?
It automatically captures computer audio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, it's a really, really fun experience, and hopefully, you guys can watch my stream, and hopefully, I'll become internet famous, get like a million subs.
Send us a notice before you start up next time.
Yeah, for sure.
We can post it,
and I hope that I will be significant enough in the Magic community invited to the community cup. But I need to be able to like.
We should just make like competing streams.
And only
stream when Blaven is streaming to take away.
No, like this Blaven is why I didn't stream this weekend because the Pro Tour was on, so no one would watch, right? So then, like Anthony or Vince can do like his like watch Vince make a toy.
That's more like a Justin TV thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, no. For this Lego couch, I filmed that.
Cool.
I put it up and did it. So I was gonna do a stream, then I thought it's like 3 a.m.
I want to buy like a DSLR camera.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun.
I just, like, the thing is like, I don't want to do, if I wanted to stream, like, I just don't want to do a Let's Play.
I don't know what to tell
you. Well, the thing with me is, like, it's always one match, right? So it's always, like, something I'm doing, like, I can explain, it's like, oh, I'm going to take this card because I'm hoping to get this kind of card in the next one. So I have things to talk about, right?
I'd love to stream this podcast.
Sure.
Like, just as we do it, like, as we film it.
The only problem, again, it was just the equipment thing we need.
Yeah, exactly, right.
So, Blaine, get on the microphones.
And I actually am thinking about it,
Get people to fund your Patreon.
My Patreon?
How much was your Yeti again?
With my discount, it was like $100, $110.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was $160 originally, like market.
Okay.
Or on shelf.
Okay.
And if you don't want the Yeti, like, you can always get, like, the Snowball.
Yeah, but I heard that's not good for
multiple people. Yeah, but the Yeti has the freaking mute button.
Yeah, it does, and that's very useful.
Yeah.
What do you mean, mute button?
It's got a button on it that just mutes the microphone.
Oh, just for funsies?
Yeah, it's just...
The thing is, I heard the Snowball is not good for multi-people.
No, yeah, yeah. Because, like, that one has settings. It is made for multi... Like,
yeah, because I know the Snowball is, like, $60.
Yeah.
And then the Yeti's, like, $150,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was about $100, $110 on my discount.
Yeah.
But I don't work there anymore, so...
Yeah.
Your point has been noted.
Is that it, Blaven? Anything else?
Yeah, that's it. That's it for me. I'm turning up my stream, so hopefully I'll become internet famous. We'll have guests on, you know. And by guests, I mean just people yelling at me and how bad I am.
Or by guests,
like, man, people were ripping into me, so it's pretty funny.
Really?
My friends, they're all joking. They're like, oh, Blaven, this guy totally has X card. I'm like, no, he doesn't have it. You guys are crazy. I attack, totally had it. And I'm like, ooh, and they're like, oh, Blaven got wrecked.
And from your mistakes.
It's like, RIP Blaven 2015.
So you're playing the Magic game that actually costs money, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, wow. I am not nearly infinite, but I am cutting my losses. I win here and there so that, like, help save me money for my next drafts.
Are you just, like, at this point, are you like, you're so glad you have a job? Like,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, this is good times. It's good times.
Cool. Sounds good. That's the end of the show. It's pretty packed this week. Pretty heavy on the info content.
Oh, wow. Jeez, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for talking about avant-garde jazz so much.
You know when you were talking about how that whole jazz thing was like 2 hours?
Yeah.
It felt like 2 hours.
I only explained it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. But your descriptions were...
We should all go.
No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't.
I'll try and see if, because they were filming it. So I think that maybe they put it up on YouTube or something. Maybe I'll try and find it. And
if you find it, I won't watch it.
You can skip through it. And you can see what I had to suffer.
No, thank you. Oh, God. No. If you want to get in touch with us, we're always online. Google.com, search bar, Three Nerds in a Basement. Write into us at tnib.letters@gmail.com. Or if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment in the comment section below.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I forgot if I brought it up. Was it last week we were talking about Jurassic World?
Yes.
We had awesome Raptor Bros.
So, I got to make a little bit of a PSA. We said Littlefoot would be a cameo.
Oh, I saw this.
I'm sorry. Brontosauruses are not real. And Littlefoot, therefore, cannot exist in Jurassic World. We apologize for this mistake.
Yo, fuck science.
So, there you go.
But is Petrie still, like, good to go? Like, can he happen?
I think he's good to go.
What? Who's the girl of Triceratops again?
Threehorn?
Threehorn's good?
I think she's good to go.
Are those real?
Well, I don't know.
Aren't, like, all dinosaurs birds now, apparently?
I think I read a study saying that there is actually no differentiation between any of those three-horned dinosaurs. They're actually all the same, and that their horns are all just different variations the same animal or something.
I guess, like, how every moose's antlers are different?
Yeah, I also read a story saying that reptiles aren't real anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Reptiles don't exist in the
world. But there's a lizard. I know a dude who owns a lizard. Like, that's a reptile.
That's an amphibian now.
Like, what about a snake? Or some
sort. No. The word reptile does not exist in our world anymore.
Man, first they take away Pluto, now they're taking away reptiles. Science sucks.
You know, it doesn't suck, though. What? Monster Hunter.
True.
No, it's coming out soon, so we're not coming to be on the podcast.
Next week, if there's no podcast...
Because you know what we're doing.
It's because we played Monster Hunter too much. Or if our podcast suddenly ends up being 10 minutes for the next 5 months.
Can we podcast drunk?
Oh my god, did we do that yet?
I think we did that once.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Let's do it again.
I think it was actually bad, though.
No, I think the reason we didn't continue it on is because we knew that it would eventually be this huge money sink that we'd have to keep providing for.
What are you talking about?
We would keep having to buy alcohol.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do it, like, I'm not saying, like, every month, like, maybe, like, once a year.
the drunk cast.
Once a year.
Yeah, like every, what is it, we're all single dudes. Like, as soon as it's the Valentine's Day weekend, we all get drunk and have a podcast.
I have a Valentine's Day. I don't know what you mean.
I think Anthony is too.
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, okay.
Is that, I mean...
Ow, my knees crack.
I have a Valentine's Day midterm, so...
Damn, you're busy getting down.
With the numbers!
Getting down in that paper.
Yeah. We're going to be crunching together all night.
That's risky.
My god, I saw the best Valentine's Day card.
Tell me.
It only is going to matter to Anthony.
Okay.
But it was a Valentine's card that says, "You thought this Valentine's Day card was from your Valentine, but it was from me, Dio."
No, the one I... Like, hold on, okay.
Like, if it was just his face.
But it was from Dio! That's pretty good. But the one I love... is Fist of the North Star related, if I can find the picture. I posted it on my Twitter. Here it is. Roses are red, violets are blue. Ome wa...
Omae wa shinderu.
What's that mean?
That means you're already dead.
You're already dead? Oh my god. Omae wa mo shinderu.
Dude, that's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good Valentine's Day. I expect to be very lonely.
You won't be alone.
We got Monster Hunter.
We're together playing Monster Hunter next to
Smash.
Yeah,
I'm getting drunk.
Hunting monsters.
No, like it's crazy how they're. That's funny because like that day, the Saturday, like all the clubs are going to be packed, and like here we are going to be just at home.
Why are the clubs going to be packed?
Because it's Valentine's Day.
Because it's a theme.
Yeah, I mean, Everybody who's single will be
out. It is a day to where a club can put up theme things. Oh, yeah, and then people are like...
I was under the impression that the restaurants were always more busy.
No, that's true.
Restaurants are mad busy, son.
Yeah, because I remember having to work restaurants on Valentine's Day. That sucked. Yeah.
You had to work at a restaurant, period?
Yeah.
What?
I've had, like, a lot of jobs.
Really?
Uh-huh. Half of them were under the table. Half of them were legit.
Yeah. Have you ever quit a job of your own volition?
Yeah, the restaurant.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That quit guy. After Valentine's Day.
I quit a restaurant job too.
Yeah, restaurants suck.
But I were you like a waiter?
No.
What were you doing?
I was busboy.
I wasn't even collecting dishes. I was just cleaning dishes.
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't have to go out there?
Yeah, I didn't have to go out there, but I had to stay in like this hot, garbage, sweaty, smelling kitchen thing with a bunch of old food that flies everywhere. And I quit. I worked there for two shifts and I collected my $80 and then I bought Metal Gear Solid 4 Special Edition.
Yeah, I think I worked at mine for about a month. It was the time... It was actually around the time the PSP first launched.
Okay.
Oh,
I bought that and I bought Metal Gear Acid.
Oh!
That game is so good.
I still haven't played that game.
And then I quit.
Man, this podcast was destined to happen.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
See?
Do it.
We should probably end it.
We should. See you next week.
See you next week.
See ya.